Viter in Shas. We are in Meseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Tes. Bring it up on. Mem Chesem Abayz Badabam, Mem Abayz Badamishtan. Mem Badamishtan. Zuck the Hiliga Mishnah. Zarin Tachtei Yorkos Vosad Shamim. You're allowed to go, you're allowed to plant vegetables underneath an Asher during the winter. Avalal Ben Meschamim, but not during the summer. Rashi explains, why is that? Why are you allowed to do it during the winter? Because the tree is going to be bad for it, because it's stopping the sun from getting to it during the winter. Therefore, it's not good for the stuff of the vegetables. But during the summer, it's actually good for when it's covered because the cell, the shade, is good for it. When it comes to lettuce, you're not allowed to do it during the winter or the summer. Rashi says cell is good for it all the time. But that's the Tanakama, the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi Omer, you're not even allowed to do vegetables during the winter. Even though we said that it's not good for when it gets covered over, but because the leaves will fall on them, the hovelem lezevel, and it fertilizes it. Rashi says nevaya is olav, it's leaves. No min ha'ilan, they fall off during the winter. When they fall off, they go on top of them and they fertilize it, making it better. And therefore, it's a problem getting from the asherah, from the avodah zarah. Now, says the Gemara, Lamehmet Rav Yossi Sefer Zev Zeh Garim Asar. Do you want to say that Rav Yossi is of the opinion that Zev Zeh Garim, if you have two things that are causing one thing to happen, that's going to be called Asar, because you have the ground that's giving it nutrients, and you also have now the Nevaya, the leaves that are giving it nutrients. So what's the issue? Even though, yes, the leaves are giving it less of what it's are, but it's also getting from the ground. Without the leaves, it would have been fine. So why would it be Asar? Must be there of the opinion that Zev Zeh Garim is Asar. Rashi says, Nevaya de Isser V'Kaka Olam de Heter Garim in Liyarkos Yigdla, they're causing it to go and to grow. The Rabbanan says that it's mutter to do it during the winter because it's covering it over and it's bad for it. But yet, also, you know, leaves can fall on it and they say it's okay. So you want to say Rabbanan Amri Zev Zeh Garim mutter, that they're going to say such a thing is actually mutter? We actually heard exactly the opposite. That now we learned in a Mishnah earlier, Mem Gimel Mabez, Rabbi Yossi Omer, that with Avodah Zarah, what could you do? You're allowed to shochek v'zor l'ruach. You can grind it up and you can throw it into the wind. Rashi says, v'lo chai shel zevel. We're not worried about the fact that there's zevel that it's going to fertilize. That was Rav Yossi's opinion. Whoa. And me to lamb, I throw into the sea. Amelo Chum said, afu nasa zevel. You're making it zevel. V'nemer lo yidbak v'yadcham u'ma min acherim. You can't have the Torah Aser's getting hanaf from Avodah Zarah. Nothing of your banned property shall adhere to your hand. Therefore, they seem to be seeing Zev Zeh is going to be Usser. Now we have a problem. Kasha Darabana Darabana Kasha Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yossi. It's like each one is contradicting themselves. So this is going to be Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yossi Lokasha. We could answer up the issue of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi. Right? And that is that the Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah seems to be saying Zev Zeh Garim is going to be Usser. But the Mishnah Mem Gimel and Mabez, where it says you could scatter it into the wind, and even though it's going to be Zevel, he seems to be saying over there that Zev Zeh Garim is going to be Mutter. So how do we answer up Rabbi Yossi to himself? We can simply say, Hasam, over there in the earlier Mishnah, Dekazel Ibud, since the Avodah Zarah is being destroyed, you're destroying the Avodah Zarah, therefore Matir is getting enough from it. Hacha, the loka Azel Ibud, it's not getting destroyed, it's the leaf falling off it, therefore he's going to say it's going to be Aser. Says Rashi, explain this. Hasam Gazal Ibad La'avdahu Miskavin, the whole goal is to destroy the Yitzhahar. The Avodah Zarah, Kfar Batla, Avodah Zkuchavim, it's already Batla, V'lo Garam, Avodah Zkuchavim, Shinishtab Ramila, so no worse than in Avodah Zarah that gets destroyed by itself. Hilkach Lekha Zev Zeh Garim, we don't have the issue of Zev Zeh Garim, Shrein Kan Isser Kokach, because it's not such an Isser. The Afilu Rabbanan Lav Asri Ela Mishum Gzera. Even the Rabbanan only asked getting him not from Avodah Zarah because of Gezerah. Dilma Magba, then we're going to pick it up and I'm Vatal, because we're Kimna Baresh Pirkan on Membez. But Hacha, over here in our Mishnah, Lo Zaliba, it's not going to be destroyed. This is Shehid Darka Bekach, this is the way that it works, it falls off a tree. Vein Avodas Kochavim, Betela, Derka Dilas, it's not going to be destroyed over here. That being Mavutal, Hilkach Isra Hanaha, who Zev Zeh Garim Aser, that's the Sana, and Zev Zeh Garim is going to be Aser. Ella, the Rabbanan, and the Kasha. We do a Kasha when it comes to Rabbanan versus the Rabbanan. That by us, they seem to be saying that Zev Zeh Garim is a mutter, but over there, they're saying Zev Zeh Garim is going to be Aser. So, no problem, Apoch, just switch around the Shitas of the Chacham and the Rabbi Yossi, and then once you flip it around, then you find each one is going to be good. You by same, the answer is Lote, but actually, you don't flip it. And really, each of them are going to say that Zev Zeh Garim is Aser, even the Chachamim. The Rabbi Yossi, to the Shini, like we explained in this case, they're going to be Mekel. Right, says Rashi, that is that Kedashanina Meikara, Lum Zavzagarm is also Sfirle, but he's Makil in the place where you can destroy the idol. And the Rabbanu comes to Rabbanu, and Kedamar of Mari Beri, the Rav Kahana, that they also Zavzagarm is also, but still they're going to say that in this case it's not a problem when the leaf falls onto it. Masha Mashbiach Ba'or Pogam Abasa, that which is improving the hide is spoiling the meat. In other words, it's true that it's going to gain from the fact that it's being fertilized, but it's also going to lose from the fact that it's going to be covered over from the sun, which is not good for it during the Masechta Shabbos. So it's a net zero gain, and therefore we don't have a problem. This concept is a borrowed term from other Masechtas, and that is, it's talking about Psuli HaMikdashim, the things that are disqualified. If a carbon is disqualified, it gets some sort of mum on it. So Rashi explains, this is in Tumura. Kavein margilin b'psulim mekudashim lahavshit derech haraglayim kein mapuach shal nepachim balei mumin sheniftu v'shachtu letzarko v'afal pisha or nimkar b'yoker aser lahargil l'fisha b'zhan kachmush mekakal abasar. So what happens is that if something becomes possible, so you redeem it and you take the money and then use that money to go in to buy new things. In any event, the point of here is that by going ahead, even when it loses its kedusha, it still retains some part of kedusha. You have to treat it with a certain level of respect. So you're not allowed to do certain things that you normally do, like cutting it in order to go ahead and to blow it up. So we say though, even though you're not allowed to do that because it's a disrespectful, still you're going to gain by the fact you're going to get a higher price if you do that for kachim. The issue is, though, it's actually going to lose out of price by gaining, because even though you gain in one area, it ends up ruining the meat in another area. It's always the price. Okay, that's the kuda here. So here too, achanami mashem mishbiach ben nevoya pogam itzel. That which is getting better with the leaves, it's spoiling it with the shade. And therefore, even though Chamsei Zabazagarim is going to be Usser, here they're going to say it's okay because nothing's really gained. The Savar B'Yosi Zabazagarim Usser, does Yosi really hold the concept of Zabazagarim is going to be Usser? Well, Tanan, but we learned in a Mishnah in Orla, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Notin Yichur Shel Orla, Vein Notin Egel Shel Orla. You're allowed to plant a branch of Orla. You know, orlas are the first 3 years of fruit, a fruit tree, are usher to eat. But the branch themselves is not usher. That's not it's not the fruit. So you're allowed to go, you're allowed to take that. You're allowed to plant it and get hanah from it. Ve'in dot an ego shall have been allowed to plant an egos, a nut from orla, because that's getting dafka. Because itself is a pre. If I'm reviewing them, a Rav, or Yehuda, same of Rav, mother of Yosi, Shem, not to be here for Yerkev Mutter. Yosi is masculine. If one did plant the nut, if he layered the tree or he grafted it onto another tree, then the fruit that grows from that is going to be Mutter. Right? So we have three different steps there, three different types of things that we got over here. One is that you plant the actual nut itself. The other one is that you take the branch of it and you bund it over and plant it, replant it into the tree, into the ground. Or you graft it onto another tree, which is not Erla, that the fruit afterwards is going to be Mutter. V'tanya Namayachi, who also learned in a Baisa, Mother of Yosef, Yosef is masking, peep, turn the page. That if you planted, you layer, you graft it onto another tree, which is not Erla, Mutter, the fruit that comes out is going to be Mutter. So what do you see? Yosef is mattering this thing of an Usser and Mutter thing. This is called a Zev Zegorim. But in Amrish, he seems it says Zevzagarim is going to be Aser. Now, what's a Zevzagarim? When you go ahead and you plant it into the ground after. Well, we have three different stages going over here. One is the fruit that grows afterwards is going to be Mutter right away because it's getting. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not from the right thing. So we have three different things. If you put the actual fruit that's going to come from it, then you planted the nut itself. The fruit that's going to come from it is going to be Mutter. After 3 years, right? But it's okay. That's number one. Number two is the layering shtickel. That is, it's going to be a zevzegarim. It's getting mutter after 3 years because it's getting from the ground. That's also getting from the original tree. And the other one is, when you graft it onto an old tree, then it's going to be mutter immediately because it's getting it only from the original tree, which is not erla anymore. But nonetheless, you see, it's a Zev Zegarim, and it's still going to be Mutter. Says the Gemara, Maybe he just makes a difference between whether it's other Isurim and when it comes to Avodah Zarah. But Avodah Zarah says every Gomer is going to be awesome, but other things he's going to say is mutter. Does he really make a difference? For a time, we learned in a braisa, Sadashin is Dabla. If you have a field that was fertilized with manure of Avodah Zarah, delicious and nutritious. Vachain parshin is Patama Bekarshini Avodah Zarah. So too, if you have a cow that was fattened with vetch from Avodah Zarah, type of greenery, grass, a vegetable plant type of thing. And we're talking about the vetch was used for Avodah Zarah, where it was worshipped. Then Tanichada, the Braisa says, Sada Tizara, the field can be planted. Right? The field can be planted even while the manure is still fertilizing it. You have to wait until you can't really recognize that it's here anymore. Parah tishachet, and the cow can be shachted when you can't recognize that it's there. V'tanya dachron, when it says sada tibor, no, it should remain fallow. It should remain nothing. Atzis tichle mimenu kol shavah chazim, until all of the benefits from the zevah are gone. Tehei bura v'lo yuzrena. Make it like a pit, I believe, right? And just leave it until it's gone. Upara tiraze, and the cow should become skinny. Rashi zechach should become weakened, right? So we have over here is it comes from a zev zegarim. My lav ha Rabbi Yossi, isn't this Rabbi Yossi over here, right? What's he telling over here? He allows it. It was zegarim v'ha rabbanon, and the other ones are the rabbanon. We're going to answer the situation over here. But if it's going to Rabbi Yossi, it comes out, Rabbi Yossi is going to matter the thing of Mazeveza Asar Mutter, even in the case of Lazara. So how do you understand Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah where he seems to answer? It says more low. That's not Rabbi Yossi of the Chachamim. Ha Rabbi Eliezer and the Ha Rabbanon. The Machmir one, which says in the field is a wheat leaf foul and the cows have become skinny, that goes to Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbanan and the Mako one was allowing planting the field and shachting the cow was going to the Rabbanan. Where do we see this machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham and the Rabbanan? Hey, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbanan. Elim, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbanan, Disor. If you want to say it's in reference to the idea of Saor, so we know it's like on Pesach time, we know Saor is leavening agent. But over here, it's not Dafka can be about anything to do with Pesach here, but by the time I looked in the Mishnah, Saor shel chulin v'shel truma shel nafal tocha yisa. Let's say you have dough, regular chulin dough that everyone can eat, and you have a little bit of chulin and a little bit of truma that v'shel truma shel nafal tocha yisa. So now, if it's of chulin, it's no problem, right? You have a leavening agent, leaven that falls into the of chulin falls into chulin, everything's great. But if you have truma that falls in, so now you have a problem because obviously now it's going to be a problem of truma. Lo bezekeli lechametz v'lozebekeli lechametz. And each will deserve enough that you're able to go ahead and to make the bread rise. But they start from the chumutz, when they come together, there's enough. Like half and half, you put it together, it's enough to be able to make it fertile to leaven. And Eliezer Omer, he says that acher. I follow the last one. If the mutter chulin, the leaven fell in last, the dough is going to be mutter. If the aser fell in last, then it's going to be aser. What does that mean, aser? I mean truma. So if the chulin one fell in, then everyone fell in last, and everyone could eat it. But if the other one fell in last, then only Kohanim could eat it. Chachamim, they say, whether the iser fell in originally, meaning the truma, found originally based on Israel itself, Eino Aser, it's not going to be Aser for Kohan, for Nan Kohanim, Achei Bokeh Delechametz, until it has enough of it in order to be able to go ahead to leaven it by himself. Now, it's important to understand, what are we talking about? If you have Truma that falls in, how is it going to be bottled at all? How can Kohanim have it? The answer is, because Truma can fall in, we know it can be bottled if you have 100 times Chulin, or 101 times it, then it's going to be okay, and therefore that is what we're talking about. That is a particular case over here. But the problem is, why is it about them? Because it's being machmitz, it therefore clearly it still exists and has a power. But then we get into it, depends if it comes first or second, or the other opinion is, nope, it's got to be enough of it by itself. From Rabbi, and Rabbi says, explaining Rabbi Eliezer, lo shanu ela shekod lemesila katzeser. Rabbi Eliezer mattering the dough, if the permitted, if the chulin, or fell in last, there's only one kibber removed the Seor of Truma before the Mutter one fell in. Right? So they weren't there at the same time. They never really combined to make enough to make the dough rise. But if you hadn't taken that before and then Asr, then it's going to be Asr means only for Kohanim. I don't care if it fell in first or second. The answers of the opinions of Zagorim is going to be Asr, meaning it has an impact on it and it's going to be Asr. The time of the Eliezer could buy. How do you know the Eliezer's pshat is like Abaye explained that they have to go and take it out beforehand or not? Dilma, time of the Eliezer, mishum de acher acheron aniba. Maybe Eliezer's reason is based on the din of I go by the last one, right? That's why the Mishnah said it. Yigam b'sura asura, that if the seor was completed with. The Aser one that is going to be Aser for Yigamar Bantera, Mutar. And if you finish it off by putting the Heter one, the last time it's going to be Mutar. Bain Salka Bain Lulsaka, whether you took it out or you didn't take it out. And according to this approach, if we go like this direction, the Rabbi Eliezer is going to be saying that the entire leavening process was done by just the last thing that went in over there. Had that not gone, nothing would have happened over there. So even the first one was there the whole time. So the dough is not a product of Iser and Heter, again, Truma and Chulin. And Rabbi Eliezer is going to look at it like Rabbi Eliezer's view about such a situation, we can't prove it from here at all. So it says the Gemara, let's take a look for another source. Eler Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan de Eitzim. It must be another Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan Machlokas. The Tanawa, and we learned in the Mishnah, we're going to learn in Mishnah number Beis, Natal Hemenu Eitzim Asur Banah. If one took wood from an Asherah, it's going to be usher to get hana, says Rashi, right? Minasher, Masisen, he's a Mishnah. Hisig basatan, if you fired an oven with it, then chadash yutats. If the oven was a new oven, you got to break it. Rashi shari nasib huchsuk nisir hana, because it was finished off as a gamaka bapatish and finished with isir hana. Yashan yutats. If it's an old one, you gotta wait till it just cools down, then you can use it. Rashi shakvar huchsuk, fenisik lachazko el laf, it's just used to bake, then yutats. Yutzan, shalom yofa behesek zef and imse shalom nene. Just don't get it enough from this. Wait till it cools down and redo it. Afa bo sapas asur ba'ana. If you bake the bread with it, then it's going to be asur behana. If you bake bread in this asur oven, then it's going to be asur behana. This arba becherim, if the asur bread got mixed up with other breads, kula asur behana, all of them are going to be asur be. Hana'a. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yolech Hana'a Liyam HaMelech. He can take the value of this Isser and throw it to the Yam HaMelech. Amr Lo, but the Chavim said back to him, Ein Pidyon Lavodas Kochavim. There's no Pidyon, there's no redemption for Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Eliezer is saying you could save yourself from this situation. If it happens, just take the value of the Isser Hana'a and throw it into the Dead Sea. Right, Rashi explains that Bain Bechadosh Sinan of Achazav Hesiko Beisi Heter Bain Biyasham Hesik Shalasi Yisr Hav Libitar Vai was Zevazagorim. Both of them are Zevazagorim. Shapash and if is Bo Bechadosh Behesik Sheni by the Gorim the Yisr Shin is Chazagorim, because now it's coming from the Yisr that's being with Chazag from it. Hatan Rosh Hesav Vigor the Heter the High Hesik Vigatani Pasasur Lebe the Yisr Achi Yolich. How need the me eitzim? You throw the value of that eitzim to iser liam amelach. Amazav zegarim aser. You see, the zegarim is going to be aser. Amalei chacham is the back to him. A pinion was chum. There's no pinion. Once it's aser, it's aser. You can't redeem it afterwards, after the fact. So the bottom line is, you see, this is zevazeh. It's going to be aser, straight up. Okay, so this is the source. Everybody else is going to answer this case. Now we want to know what about the Chachamim. Rabbanu de Pliya later over there is a man who knew. Who's that? Elim, but the main thing you want to say to one of the Eitzim can't be because Achmure Machmire, because those Chachamim are more Machmire. Everybody else is going to matter to redeem it, right? And the Chum said it can't be redeemed. So clearly those rabbis are going to be masked, and that's going to be, Zebra Zagarim is going to be Asar. El Rabbanu de Seor. Must be the Rabbanu of Seor, right? So what did the rabbi say? They matter the dough that comes of leaven from Truma and Chulin, even if the Usser one fell in last, and certainly if they fell in at the same time, So as for the holds of a segorim is going to be mutter. Hold on. We could say that you heard the rabbi's din of being mekel only by leaven where the iser involved is truma. In other words, it's not really usher, it's just truma. Avodas Chachamim and Mekilah, you're going to be mekel when it comes to Avodas Chachamim. What can you make when it comes to truma? This is you're allowed to make when it comes to Avodas Zara. So Gemara says, okay, Chinami Yaliolam Ha Rabbi Yossi. Really, the first brisa which allows planting the field and shechting the cow as Avodas Zara, that goes going to Rabbi Yossi, who matters Zev Zagarim, Vaha Rabbanon. And the second brisa which makes you go ahead and so, in other words, we've knocked out the fact that it's not really Eser and Rabbanon, it's actually Rabbi Yossi in the Chachamim's Machlokas. Rabbanon, the second verse of which makes you go let it lie fallow and the cattle become skinny, goes according to Chamu Aser, this type of thing. And then we tried to knock off, but now we're bringing it back. We knocked off that answer. We knocked it out. Why did we knock it out? Because Rabbi Yossi said, and we saw in Amud Beis, the previous Amud that we just read, he Asers that of a Zevzeh Gorim. He says over there that planting the vegetables under the Asherah, the winter is going to be usher, because what's going to happen? You're not only getting from the soil, but also from the leaves that fall on it. Don't worry about it, though, because we answered it up. Rabbi Yossi is very about a number, Lou. Yossi is speaking in the words of the Chachamim. The D.D. is Zevzegar Mutter. I really hold that it's going to be Mutter. The D.D.Chu, Darmi says Zevzegar Masa, but you said Zevzegar Masa, it's going to be Yossi. Admit to me, at least, that after your Okas, we most like a Shamim, that even planting vegetables under Asherah in the winter is going to be usher, because of the leaves that are going to fall over there. The Rabbanon. Why do they matter you to do that? Even though they say Zevzegar is going to be Aser, why do they matter to put the stuff underneath it? Why do the Rabbanon take it and say it's okay? The Rabbanon, they say, still it's not a problem. Like we mentioned, Kedamar of Mari Breda of Kana, like his statement, that when it improves the hide, is spoiling the meat. So therefore, they say it's taka going to be mutter. So now we set up the Rav Yossi and the Chachamim are arguing about Zevzegorim. Let's take a look. What's Halach? I'm Rav Yudam Rishmuel. Halach Rav Yossi, look, is Rav Yossi, who matirs Zevzegorim. He says Zevzegorim is mutter. Oh, baby. Okay. Right. There's story time. Who ginsat is dabel bezivah the Avodas Chachamim? There was a garden that was fertilized with manure of Avodah Zarah. Shalach Rav Amram, Kamei Rav Yossi, and asked him, what's the din? Amar Leih, sit back. Hachem Rav Yudam Shmuel, Halach Rav Yossi, Halach Rav Yossi, who matirs azev zeh garim. Therefore, that which grows in the garden is going to be mutter because it's getting its nourishment, not only from the manure which is usher, but also from the soil which is mutter. Beep, turn the page. Mem tes amud beis. Zok the next heilige mishnah. Only two more mishnahs till the end of this parak. And not tell me menu eitzim. If someone took branches from the ashera, asur and bahana, they're going to be usher. Behana, his equipment satana. If you fired up an oven with it, the name chadash yutzas. If it's a new oven, you have to break the oven because it was mischazik with this and it finished it off. Now it's iser inside of it the whole time. Im yashan yutzan. And if it's an old one, so just let it cool down and you could use it again. Alpha bosa pass from big bread in the iser oven. Asur abana, it's asur for hana. This ayav b'acher. So that goes and falls and mixes with other ones and cool and it's just bana. Everything's gonna rest bana. Ezra Omer says, now we can fix this up. You know how? Yolach HaNoli HaMelech. What about I know you got from that amount? Just take the amount of what it would have been and throw out the value of that wood. Omer Lo, the Chum said back to him, there's no pidyon. You can't redeem a Vodazar. Once it's usher, it's done. Nothing in a karkor. If somebody took a karkor, which is just like a small piece of wood that's used for a pick. Rashi says that vilud eitz mechuda, the sharp wood hamashamish lehafrodas chutei hashesi lefnei havaras habuchir beneihem. This was used by the weaver to get all the threads lined up on the warp when they would make it. So you need a piece of wood to separate certain parts. Asabana. So if you go ahead, nothing in the karko, asabana, also to get Hana from Zavudazuri. If he wove a garment with it, he used it to weave the garment. So it's going to be Asar Hana. Can't use this garment They're getting hana from it. Nisar b'cheirim. Let's say that garment they got mixed up with other garments. Then what you gonna do now? B'cheirim, b'cheirim. The other ones got mixed up in other ones. It's all a big mishkabal. Cool unless there's been all of them are gonna be asar b'nar. But the asar amir yolchan al yamelch. Throw the hana of the yamelch. Whatever that would have been. I'm gonna listen back to my video on his chacham. There's no pidyon of his chacham. Says the Gemara. Why don't you give two examples? Uksmicha, classic. And we need to have both the examples brought down. The Yasmina Kamaisu was just about the baking one. But how come Rebeliezer? That's Rebeliezer would say that the Isser thing can be redeemed. And we shouldn't have been idina the Kagamra pass at the time that the bread was finished. Kali le Yisura, the Isser is already done. It's fired. It's burned up and it's finished. Avakarka, but the pick of the weaver, the Isser le Yisura Bein, it's still there Bein. Then he will do a button. So he's back to the button. Who's going to say that you can't redeem it? Viyash, when the Kaku, if you just sort of said the pick, then Vahakamir, but that's the one would say that the Hana can't be redeemed because the Isser thing is still there. When it comes to the bread, where it's already finished, it's burnt up and gone, Imamotali the Rabbi Elazar would say that they agree with Rabbi Elazar, who says that the Isser can be redeemed. Tzricha, therefore, to bring down both cases. Amar Mechia, Maridar, Amar Nechmin, Amar Abdachas, Amar Abziri, Halach, Rabbi Elazar, Halach, Rabbi Elazar, that you can redeem it. Ikadami, some say, Amar Avchis, Amar Li Abba Bar Avchista. They taught this kula only referred to the bread that was baked in the oven of the Asherah. That's where you could do this. Rashi is the Yish Pidyon. Then you could fix it up. Only by bread, Rashi says, we shouldn't delo minkar obey Isser Mamish. It's not minkar at all. It's not recognizable. This is there, aval chavis lo, but not reference to a barrel. What are we talking about over here? Rashi says, shel yayin nesech, kenes arva bechavil shel heter, kulan asurus bana, ve'in lo takana beholeches hana, liyamamelech, you throw the hana, v'diyamamelech, lahatir, ulimacher kol chavis lo, v'adana sell each one, lahashkos v'an lechamarim, of the kachavim mishum to isel iser beinli, the iser bein is sitting right over there. Aval morchen kula and chutzmi dmei yain nesach. If you told it all except the yain nesach, shabehen dahashta lomis hani mechavis di isura. Nice little kula that can be done in this case is you could sell all the barrels of wine at a price from which the nesach wine was discounted, because in that case one doesn't get any hana from the Isser stuff over there. Rav Chistar says, I feel chavis mutaris, even a barrel of yain nesach can mix up with other ones is mutter if you throw away the value of the yain nesach, which is like how we paskind. Story time, who gave this arav le chavis of the yain nesach? There was a person whose barrel of yain nesach got mixed up with this other wine. Also, look at me, Rav Chistar, I'm going to keep from it. As he said, shkol abar zuze ushte benara. Take four zeus and throw into the river, v'nishterilach, and it's going to become mutter to you. Right, you're allowed to get hana from each of the barrels individually, right, selling them one at a time, using each one, or by either it's used for laundry, they would use it to clean things, or by serving it to non-Jews. Right, and then you're good to go. Everything's going to be mutter. Okay, next Mishnah. Don't forget, we're talking about a sheris this now the whole time. We go on with this now. Kesim Mevatel. How does somebody go Mevatel? Rashi says, last share. We're talking about a share here. Kirsim Vizirad. If he pruned or he trimmed the tree, Rashi says, Kirsim is Kisman Yavashim. Should be Ilan Nuttel Litzachel. So if you took it to burn, Zerid Zrudin Lachem Shabbat. Those are the wet ones. So you pruned or trimmed it. Not only menu makel o sharvit afilo Allah, or if you removed a stick, a twig, or even a leaf, harizabitla is now batel. Shifa latzarka, if you shave the chips from it in order for its own need, right, says Yafosa, make it beautiful, the beautified then asura, it's going to remain asur shalol latzarka. If he did it not for its own need, then muteris, it is going to be muter, that is a state of bitel. Okay, says the Gemara. Where you remove the chips for the tree's hana, what's going to be the dinner there? We said it's not going to be batel. Osen shva and matei aleim. What's going to be with those actual chips that were removed? Rashi sheshifa latzarkov lo batel matei aleim shva mi betili olav. Right? Are they batel or not? Pligi bar Rav Huna v'chir barav. Chadamar. So one of them says they are aser, v'chadamar. Returning one says they are mutter. Tani kohen domer matir mutar. We have a brisa. So the first one says they're mutter. The time is in a brisa. Over kuchum sheshiv over kuchum letzarko. He ushvua mutar. Nevoda zarnik. Who shaves some chips from the avodah zarah for his own needs. Then the avodah zarah and the chips are going to be mutar. Not everything's good. Let's start covering. Then for it, then he has to serve the avodah zarah. It's going to remain the avodah zarah. But the chips that come off it, they're going to be mutar. If he saw the chips of chum, and I guess if a yid who shaves chips from the avodah zarah, bein the tzarko and bein the tzarko, he who shvayah asurim, it's still going to remain asur. I should shame yisur mavatel avodah chum, because he is not able to be mavatel avodah zarah. Itmar. Avodah chum shishtabra, and avodah zarah broke on its own. Yeah, Rava, my Rav says, meaning we do anything and fell over, whatever it is. Rava, my tzarech, levatel, kol kesam, and kesam. Now you have to mevatel each and every piece of wood. It breaks on its own, then the Vodazarnik will still worship the actual pieces. So each piece becomes like its own Vodazara. Therefore, you can't mevatel one for the other. Each individual piece has to be Vatal size. That's what Rashi says. Afi sheshtam ramalei atzuricha bintu v'chol kesem v'kesem nasa v'os kochom b'fnei atzma. Hilkach lo sagi l'chad v'vitila d'chavera. V'shmuel amer v'os kochom eina b'teila el derech k'dilasa. An avodah zarah that broke on its own is nullified only if it broke in the derech k'dilasa, in the way of its growth. Like the way that it grows, ends up breaking. What are you talking about? It's just the opposite. If something happens to it because of the way it grows, it's going to be batel? Of course not. You have an asherah that leaves fall off it. That's not going to be batel. What it means to say is, in a avodah zarah, that broke by itself doesn't need to be nullified unless it broke in the course of its natural growth. Then it has to be nullified. Rashi says, aval zush in ishtarah batla me'atzma. The Mimar Amr, Yi Nafsha Lo Matzla Hu Gavra Matzla, it can't even save itself. I'm going to be able to go and save it. Lema Bahaka Mifugi, let's say, what's a machlokas? The Mar Savar Ovdin Lishvarim, Rav's holds that Avodah Zarah might worship even the broken pieces. Therefore, each one has to be nullified. Mar Savar Ovdin Lishvarim, nah, it's supposed to say not. Lo. No, can't, not necessarily. The Kuli Amo Odin Shvarim. Everyone, maybe we could say everyone's going to hold that you're going to worship even those broken pieces. Here it's broken pieces of broken pieces, right? The broken pieces then broke even more. Mar Savish Shvarim Asurim. Rav says that's going to be Asurim. Mar Savish Shvarim is going to be Mutter. You boy Sema, another answer is, what's the Machlok? The Kuli Amo Shvarim Shvarim Mutarim. Everybody says it's going to be Mutter. We're talking about a avodah zarah that's made up of different pieces that you put together. In the case of where anyone can go and put it back together, Ma'aseh Rav says, since a simple person can put it back together, it's not going to be batel. Ma'aseh Rav says that the broken pieces of an idol only have to be nullified if it was through its growth. The hainu orche in its natural way. Halo ha. Lav gedilasahi, but this avodah zarah which fell and broke into sections didn't break in a natural way of growth. Ve'ein tzricha libatel, therefore it does not need to be nullified. Hajan alach kol atzlamim. In the la 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 a, in the la 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 o, in the la la. Mazel tov for finishing the third parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Looking forward to starting the fourth parak. But you know what our minhag is? Hajan alach kol atzlamim. He said that, we're going to do a little bit of a hajjah, go back to you, return to you. So let's quickly do that. Mem Amud Beis, we started by saying, Kol Tzlam Asurim, Neshen Evonim, all Tzlamim are going to be Asur, because of the fact that they are served. Pamachas B'Shana, Devir B'Meir, Chamorom, Ein Asa, El Koshish, B'Yodo, Makal, Otzipor, etc., etc. Okay, my friends, we go to Zion. We're going to stop over here. Mazel Tov, looking forward to being in the fourth parak. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.